From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County is out with its draft of potential laws to regulate industrial hemp, which is currently banned in the county until the end of the year. You can find the draft at humboldtgov.org. It will allow commercial cannabis permit holders to also cultivate hemp without needing extra permits. Those seeking industrial hemp permits will need first to prove that their grows use only native soil and don't divert from water sources, clear timberland, or exist in proximity to other properties. Well, coming up on Wednesday from 10 to 3 p.m., Eureka Police Department Community Safety Enhancement and Engagement Team, St. Vincent de Paul Dining Facility, and Eureka Main Street are hosting a collaborative barbecue and community service fair between A and Commercial Streets. The event's intended to connect homeless or poverty-stricken individuals with resources in order to improve the overall health of the community. More than 40 service providers planning to attend. Trip to the hospital followed by a trip to jail for an Arcata man on Sunday night. 32-year-old John Burton Cole III told staff at the hospital that a gun he built blew up in his face. At another time, he said he bought the gun on the street. Officers were summoned to the scene. A pat-down was conducted. Police did find a gun in Cole's backpack. He also had a small amount of what officers are describing as a controlled substance. He was treated by hospital staff and then booked into the county jail. Well, the Oregon Health Authority is lifting public health advisories for contact with marine water at Mill Beach in Curry County. The health authority issued the advisory after water samples showed higher than normal levels of fecal bacteria in ocean waters. Results from later samples taken by the Department of Environmental Quality showed lower bacteria levels. Contact with water no longer poses a higher than normal risk, but officials recommend staying out of large pools on the beach that are frequented by birds and runoff from those pools because the water may contain increased bacteria from fecal matter. The Humboldt County Community Corrections Partnership helping provide funding for 25 women to attend the 2019 12th Annual Women Leaders in Law Enforcement Training Symposium. Also, local agencies supplemented the funding, allowing a total of 30 women from a number of agencies to attend, including Arcata Police, Eureka Police Department, Fortuna Police, Humboldt Sheriff's Office, Humboldt County Correctional Facility, Humboldt County Probation, Humboldt State University, California Highway Patrol, Rio Del Police, and Blue Lake Tribal Police as well. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.